What is Bible prophecy? Simply put, Bible prophecy is God-given history in advance. Please stay tuned. Your prophecy reality update is just ahead. Well, good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus. The name of this broadcast is Across the Border, and I'm Nicholas, and this is a live prophecy reality edition. Oh, what have we got today? What a rush. I was listening to Tom Fress, and as Anvil Stryker says in the chat room, Tom Fress kills it. And that program recorded, I think, at least 10 years ago, while listening to it here today, it seemed as if Tom could have done that program this morning. Because everything he said, speaking of the future, was so prescient that it's undeniable that, yeah. Okay. I've got my new automation all set up, so this is my first day using it. So I'm still trying to figure out how to work in it here. Let me see. I think I'm in the wrong. And I do have my Skype up today. And let me look that up here. There it is. It's Nicholas Arthur, and that is separated in two words. My Skype ID is Nicholas Arthur. So if anyone wants to Skype in today, I can at least get your audio, if not your picture, on if you want to Skype in with your camera or without. And we'll try that out today if anyone wants to try it. Hopefully it'll work fine. But one way to test it is live on the air, and that's what we'll do today. We're going to be talking headlines, and then I'm going to be looking some more at the another challenge from Sam Storms. I don't know if you remember a Sam Storms challenge to premillennialism, or that he put out so many years ago. Well, he put one out more recent, and I can't get it on the screen. I guess that's what I didn't set up. Revelation 3:10 and 7 reasons why I don't believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. And if he's referring to Revelation 3:10, I'm likely going to agree with him on Revelation 3:10 not being the rapture, because I don't believe in a pre-tribulation rapture of the church either. But I guess this is really a different challenge, and it bothers me that I don't have my screen on here to get it on the air unless I do this. Oh, but that'll change everything. So I may not be able to do any exhibits today, because apparently I forgot to put the exhibits thing in, and I'm afraid if I change everything, it'll just take me off. So the challenges of being your own producer when you're doing a live broadcast. I guess I'm going to have to make my daughter stay in there. She just left. And produce my program for me. Are you getting an echo? I know there was an echo when I first came on, but I turned my, that's part of the new setup. What I need is an earbud so I don't get an echo here, but I think that was from when I just first came on. And that's another thing I forgot to do, get my earbud over here. And Fireman Mike says he's still getting an echo. And I have no way of finding out how to do anything about that. And if you're getting an echo, if I'm recording an echo, then this is all for nothing. Except for, yeah. Okay, so it has to be my setup. Oh, I understand how you're getting an echo. I need to turn off that. Can you still hear me? No, you can't. Yikes. Oh, I see. I probably need to do this. I think I can fix this echo thing, monitor and output, and they need to change that to monitor off. Okay, so the monitor's off. That should take care of the echo. Let me know, Mike, if you have an echo now. And maybe I can turn my speaker up. Oh, I still hear myself. Sound is normal now, he says. So anyway, I fixed it for you guys. Yeah. We've been becoming very familiar with the OBS automation system. And so everything, First Amendment Radio, everything is on OBS automation 24/7. And I had to merge my live broadcasts from this computer with my automation computer, or sync them anyway, because I just switch over during my broadcast. And so all streams are live. Let's check that out here. Yeah, everything's live. Everything looks good. So maybe we can go on with some news of the day. Let's do as we usually do, even though I can't share the screen with you. The Babylon Bee. Biden tells fire victims he sympathizes because one time he walked on the beach without sandals and the sand was really hot. Yeah, we all know that Joe Biden came out of his hole, his basement, flew over to Hawaii and embarrassed himself, and the nation in front of the world. And made no friends in Hawaii whatsoever. Yes, he told them, I'm going to send another $10 billion to Iraq. No, not Iraq, but Ukraine. But I'm going to send each of you $700 because you've been burnt out of your houses. Your loved ones are dead. And you have no place to go. And $700 will help you get through one day with Bidenflation, right? Yeah, nice guy. Really nice guy. Not really a nice guy. Yes. Nation starting to suspect Biden actually a terrible person. That's also from the Babylon Bee. Oh, I could actually transition and put my, yes, screen on without me. There we go. Now let's see what else we got. Well, that's following hurricane. California's homeless begin the hard work of repooping all of the sidewalks. I thought they were going to be popping up their tents, but yeah, we didn't have a hurricane in California. It first hit Baja California, which is in part of Mexico. And there it started to, it quickly downgraded to a tropical storm. We did get we got more than 2 inches of rain, which I've been in the foothills here of California, in the mountains of California now for 45 years and I could mark that too because my oldest daughter is 45 and she was born after I first moved here. And we've never had an inch and a half of rain in a whole summer, let alone in 2 days in one summer in California since I've been here for 45 years. They say the last time a tropical storm like that hit California was, I believe, 1936. So that was even before I was born. So it was something to see that much rain, but not really a big deal. Just a lot of rain, that's all. Yeah, tropical storm. I'd like to see more tropical storms in the summer, but we don't need no Florida hurricanes or anything like that, but it is an unusual event, needless to say. Let's see what else we got. Trump to host live stream of debates where he insults the other candidates. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. Today is the day of the debate, and supposedly, I guess it's true, that Trump is going to be on Tucker Carlson's Twitter show today. And I'm going to watch both of the debates as much as I can take and the Tucker Carlson interview, later on today. So it should be interesting. But I hope that Tom if you were here the hour before, you need to catch this series of Tom Fress's on Code Word Barbalon. It is excellent, and it is like he's doing it live today, because it is so prescient for the day we're in, even though the broadcast was done 10 years ago. Yes, Tom has quit broadcasting on First Amendment Radio, but we have all of these, because when Tom first came over to First Amendment Radio in, I think it was 2008, 2009, thereabouts, he was doing a daily commentary, and he was commenting on these books too that he was reading, like Code Word Barbalon. And I told him, I said, you know what, you need to not, I said, I will produce and pay for the production of your program if you do one thing. And that is that you don't date your programs, because I think these programs will be as relevant 10 years from now as they are today, and that they should be preserved so that they can be replayed. And Tom agreed to that. And so I sponsored his program here on First Amendment Radio out of my own pocket. And a few people, I mean, the supporters help, such as they were, but back then, it was a different day. So, and today is a lot different, because back then, that was about the time that we started to be shadow banned on Google and YouTube, because that's when they started their shadow banning algorithms, and we were one of the first targets, because First Amendment Radio, which was founded and established by me in 2003, was growing steadily, it was growing exponentially, so that there was a lot of money coming in and a lot of listeners, because, you know, like we were, you know, one of the first on the internet. I was one of the first broadcasting in audio streaming, because we didn't have video streaming at first in 1995 on the internet. I was one of the first with Truth Radio Network, which was my previous radio network, and there was a hostile takeover of Truth Radio Network, and I was put out, and then it died. Yeah, when something's corrupt at its root, and they corrupted it when they took it over, and it died, so I'm not really surprised that Truth Radio Network is dead. But there was a hostile takeover, and the trusty owners were ousted, and anyway, and that's when I established First Amendment Radio in 2003. But I've been audio streaming on the internet since 1995, a long time. Okay, so where was I? Oh, talking about the debates and what's going on out there today. And let's see, we're still the future. You see, a man shouts, working dipping dots stand. Whatever dipping dots is, I've never seen one, but I guess I kind of get the idea. All right, let's see what else we got here. News and commentary. Maybe I was looking at this. Speaking of, and that's what he was speaking of, is Barack Obama. Where is Barack Obama today? Well, that's a pretty good question. I believe, and I've said this before, that Barack Obama... Wait a minute. Let me see. Was I still on? No, I've been off. That's why I can't change the picture. And did anybody in this chat room even notice that I wasn't on for a while there? Sorry, people, but this program's going to be a wash today. Because now, is my echo on or is it off right now? I'm asking it again, as I'm really messing this up today. Last I heard, Fireman Mike says, sound is normal now. Yeah, I knew that. Okay, did I lose everybody? Is that a present 5x5 there, W? Dale W. in the chat room? I'm watching it. sound and video. Was I off for a while? Was my voice off for a while? I need to know that too. When I had the picture of the sun up there and Barack Obama, was my voice off? He says, some audio distortion on my side. Echo off. Voice stayed on, huh? Huh. Okay, well, yeah, I guess I'm going to leave things the way they are right now with my picture up here. I need to, maybe I need to go to not studio mode, but yeah, live mode. And that way I can only see what's up here. Oh, desktop. Oh, there it is. Okay, I got my... No, that's not the desktop. What is that of? Okay, so bear with me here while I figure this out. Okay, something's on desktop, front mic, audio, new suit. Yeah, oh, here it is. I want to turn that. Okay, hey, we got it back. I got my on-screen display back. That's what I was trying to do. Too much going on. Anyway, as I was saying last week and the week before many times, as Tom Fress was saying, the real president is in his fourth term right now because Barack Obama created a coup when he entered the presidency. His theme was change, and he changed everything. He is the first president that did not leave Washington, D.C. after his presidency was over. Every other president left, went back to their home state, or in the case of Trump, to his new home state, because he moved to Florida afterwards. He left New York. Okay, and nobody blames Trump for leaving New York. But President Obama is still in Washington, D.C., and I believe that he is running the shadow government for the Jesuits, the Antichrist. It all goes to the Antichrist, who rules, the shadow government rules the world for the Antichrist. And the top tier of the shadow government are the Jesuits. And they've got their people plugged in, like Obama, Mayorkas is a Jew. And you have some that were, if you look at their, Wikipedia pages, some of them, they are, not just Jesuit coadjutors, which you'll never see on a wiki page, because they would never say such a thing, even if it be true. But there are some that are out in the front and listed on their wiki pages that they are Jesuit trained, such as the governor of California, such as Mayorkas, and he's the head of Homeland Security, I believe, and in charge of the border, even though they named Kamala Border Czar, which means nothing, because it's really Homeland Security, you know, that new bureaucracy they gave us with 9/11. So anyway, Obama, I believe, changed everything. He changed the Justice Department. He changed the FBI. He changed all these things into what they are today in order to use them after he got out of office to continue to be the shadow president. You know, it's like there's a white pope and there's a black pope. Okay? The white pope is the one that has been not a Jesuit up until the last pope, who is a Jesuit, became the pope. And, of course, the black pope is the head of the Jesuit order, took the place of Ignatius Loyola and that long line of black papal clowns that rule the shadow government for the Antichrist. You know, in order to keep control of things. Let's see. Your name and where you're calling from, you're on the air.
Hi, Echo's Farman, Mike. The Echo is back.
The Echo is back. Okay. I'll see if I can fix that again.
Handable, but the Echo is back. It just started about 20 seconds ago.
Ooh. Okay, thanks.
Okay, you bet.
Well, if it's, I came back 20 seconds ago? Okay, well, let me check this thing here. And see, front mic, that's the mic I'm using. The monitor is off, which means only the output's on. And I don't have anything else picking up my voice. You got no feedback. Okay, if anyone else can clarify the echoes, it stopped. Echo gone. So why did it come on? For 20 seconds. Okay, well, see, I still have to work this out. But I do thank you for it. Echo is now gone. All right, well, show was uninterrupted. Okay, so anyway, we're talking about the shadow government. So Barack Obama had two terms. He was first elected in 2008. He had a second term, 2012, until 2016, when Hillary was supposed to be the president. So it would have been an easy run for Obama to continue to run things behind the scenes, which he was doing anyway. And it was a coordinated effort. This is all being orchestrated together. Hillary knew what Obama was doing. She was all for it. These are all traitors to America. Okay? These are all traitors in America working for the overthrow of America, for the Antichrist, the WEF, and all of these arms of the tentacles of the shadow government that works for the Antichrist. But like I said, at the top are the Jesuits. Now, we have a good friend, Chris Pinto, who's working on a documentary right now, American Jesuits. It's not out yet. And I'm going to get him on here and interview him, as soon as, or maybe I'll contact him and see how soon I can get him on. We can talk about American Jesuits. As a matter of fact, I'd like to have him as a regular guest. And now that I have Skype in, so if anyone could call on Skype and we can, test that out live on the air, that would be a lot of fun. Not really. It'll be hair pulling, teeth clenching, but that's the only way it's going to get done. So, but anyway, I'm so looking forward to his coming documentary, which he's been working on a long time, American Jesuits, and we'll definitely want to promote that, and we'll play clips of it to promote it. I'm sure that I'm going to get it, and we will review it, a few minutes at a time, at least, because there's so much. But anyway, back to, the shadow president. So we have three presidents now. We have the shadow president. We have the faux president, that is Biden. And we have the president in exile. And he's the president exiled from office because he was elected the president in 2020, and that is Donald Trump. Love him or hate him, like it or not, he is the president in exile. He has been exiled from the office by the coup because they put up with him for 4 years. And if you don't believe that the shadow president wasn't working during the entirety of the Trump presidency, well, then you haven't been paying attention. Okay? Let's see. Did you hear? 14 U.S. cities are planning to ban meat, dairy, and personal vehicles by 2030. You can guess which cities they are. See, cities are from hell, man. Cities are hellscapes, as far as I'm concerned. And all these cities are going to go dystopian. But everything they're doing is unconstitutional. But, you know, rather than take it to court, just, you know, vote with your feet and leave. Leave the cities. And let the immigrants have the city, since they want all the immigrants. I don't know what else to say. That's why they're shipping them to New York, because the immigrants don't want to live out in a field somewhere, and that's all we have in the country, in small towns. We don't have big, high rise buildings like New York does. And that's apparently where the immigrants usually end up, in the cities when they come to America. only the way they're pouring in now, America can't assimilate them. But this is just part of the plan, you know, the grand design exposed, that to destroy America, because America must be destroyed. America has, the process of America being destroyed has been going on for ever since its inception, okay? Ever since the Constitution, the con of the Constitution. See, Corp Raid says, in my opinion, we have an active sales farce, or force, hired by folks that we may never see that keep free-range humans on a tax farm. Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess that's one complicated way of putting it. But it's true. Yeah. Let's see. What else? The same cities that smell like burning drugstores. Yes. They're planning to ban meat. So I'm looking at the chat rooms over here. I've got the YouTube chat room. I've got the Rumble chat room, and which is has a little more going on there. And I have my own First Amendment Radio chat room. And I know if I go over to the Odyssey chat room, that WW will be there. Yeah, oh, I think he's also in the Rumble chat room as WW227. Well, let me know if that's the same WW over there, so that I don't have to look at another chat room. I'm running out of space on my desktop. And okay, we have a caller. Let's see what this caller has to say. Your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Nick. It's Fireman Mike again. This is just an FYI on Now You See TV. I'll put the name of the YouTube channel in the chat.
Okay.
There was a fella that did a pretty interesting thing the other day called Is King Charles the Antichrist?
Ah, is King Charles the Antichrist? Well, I agree. King Charles works for the Antichrist.
Okay.
I will say that much.
It's a compelling case for it, and he does mention the Vatican as the false prophet. But anyway, I'm still trying to sort all this out myself. I think you're on the right track.
Yeah, King Charles can't be, because he's not a religious leader of a great apostasy. So he doesn't meet the qualifications to be the man of sin.
Well, he, in a way, he does, because he's from this ecumenical combined...
Oh, yeah, he's the head of the church in England, right. But, yeah, but he's not really worldwide. And the Church of England is practically speaking that he's the head of his dead thing. And that's not saying anything bad about the elect over there in the British Isles, because they're our brothers and sisters in Christ. And they are there. There's a remnant there, I'm sure. But they're not, King Charles is not their head. Jesus Christ is. And over all the elect. So.
Yeah. I just thought you might want to look at it. He shows Harold, you know, the shield with all the knight's head on it and the unicorn on one side.
Yeah, well, put a link in the chat room, because my new chat room, this stuff stays in the chat room forever, so
yeah.
I can scroll back and find it.
Yeah, so. It's a long video, but you might find it somewhat interesting. But yeah,
but the Rumble and the YouTube chats, they disappear, except for the Rumble chat disappears after 20 minutes or something. I hate it, because it does that. But anyway, First Amendment Radio chat. That's where, if you want to preserve something or you want me to look at it later, you have to put it in there.
Yeah, I'll put it in the First Amendment Radio chat.
All right, Fireman Mike. Thanks.
Okie dokie.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
And it's that easy for anyone to call in and or leave questions. We also have our text if you're on our Mobi app and you're looking at the chat room above the chat window. There's a link to text us right on your phone. You push that little link, it'll bring up your text, and it'll say, and you can just type in your text immediately. The technology is pretty sweet on that. And then you can just do your back arrow to get back to the chat, or I mean, back to the video screen. Let's see. Jesuit friend Fiends says, my fellow men still deceived at this late hour. Now You See TV is yet another Masonic channel. Still cannot see the depth of the deception. The transhumanization of mankind is in progress, and we still quibble over Jesuit papacy's tentacles. Agreed. It's everywhere you go, it seems everyone is blinded. Very few have their eyes open to what's really going on. Like we're talking about the shadow president who works for the Antichrist, the man of sin, okay? The one spoken of in the scripture, who is the head of the great apostasy, the greatest apostasy the world has ever seen. If you put it that way, if I put it that way, is there any mistake in any true Christian's mind who we're talking about when I say the greatest apostasy the world has ever seen? A great apostasy that rose up about the 5th century. Yeah, and has existed ever since. And it's man of sin who sits in that church on earth, taking the place of God and Jesus in the hearts and minds of his adherents. 2 billion strong, this great apostasy is. And what does Jesus say in the Revelation to that great apostasy? He says, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers. So he even says that he has believers in there, because people grew up in it. And now they might read the Bible themselves. They might see the real Jesus. But they still may have some error in their lives, some hanging on idolatry or a belief in, you know, the cookie wafer, things like that. But God is judging their true heart, and they may have a true love for Christ. Because what I've learned, even Luther had some errors in his life, and Calvin, and all the great men of the Bible, all those that God called men after his own hearts, they had faults. They had some things that were just dead wrong in their life, and that's why I'm not ready to judge anybody. You know, it's like, I love the preaching of John MacArthur when it comes to the gospel. But when he preaches on eschatology, which he doesn't do very often, and I don't blame him, but because I wouldn't either if I were him, because he believes in a pre-tribulation rapture and a form of dispensationalism that isn't heretical, because full-blown dispensational futurism is a heresy, because to say that there are two modes of salvation and that the Jews are going to, that there are two different salvations, one for the Jews and one for the Gentiles. No, it's the same salvation. Otherwise, would the apostles who were Jews, what, are they not going to be in the first resurrection with us when Jesus comes in their supposed made-up pre-tribulation rapture? Wouldn't they have to stick it out with the rest of the Jews? So it's so contradictory, it's so conflicting, their belief is. It says, Sola Scriptura says, I could be wrong, but I think Now You See TV are futurists. Yeah, we'll have to check on that and see if they are or not. Sola Scriptura 21. I wonder how many Sola Scripturas there are out there. Yeah, you have to remember numbers now. Let's see. The Jesuits didn't move in initially. They rented the castle to the motion picture industry, which included silent film stars such as Mary Pickford. Oh man, are we getting old. I think Mary Pickford even before my time. Speaking of the Jesuits moving in silent pictures, yeah. I believe it. They're everywhere. They are the world's educators. So, and that's Hollywood is education. All your public schools are education. They are known in historically as the educators of the world. Everywhere education is, the Jesuits move in. Why do you think that they're transgendering your children in public schools? Because they're Jesuit run. Why do you think all the seminaries and all the pastors, even many that are true, genuine, elect believers in Christ, are teaching dispensational futurism with a pre-trib rapture? Because their seminaries have been infiltrated by the world's educators.
This is part of the Jesuit scheme and plan that they've been working for 500 or 600 years since the 16th century. Yeah, since the 1500s, when the Jesuits were established, they've been working this plan. And we've talked about it before. You can read about it in the History of Protestant, J.A. Wiley's History of Protestant. There's a whole chapter on the Jesuit order and their plan to work forever until the end of time to gain the whole world for the Antichrist. That has been their plan. And they put that plan into work. If the plan that they came up with in the 16th century was implemented, and it was, and they continued it and continued to implement it and grow it all these centuries, by now they would rule the world, and they do. Sorry if you don't believe it or not. Like it or not, it's the truth. That's why we have a shadow president, a shadow government, a president in exile, and a puppet president all at the same time. And whoever the next president is, will, unless there is a violent overthrow of the Jesuit power in Washington, D.C. I'm not calling for that. But I don't see any other way, unless there is a violent overthrow of the Jesuit power that is embedded in Washington, D.C. Obama will be the next president. He will continue to be the shadow president, regardless of whether it's Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom, yeah, or you need a strongman president. We need a strongman to become president. You know, kind of like a strongman dictator, because that is the kind of power that it's going to take. And right now, I believe the only man who will fit that bill is not a Catholic from Florida. Sorry. As much as I like what Ron DeSantis is doing in Florida and what he's done there, I think if we didn't have a shadow government and a shadow president right now in Washington, D.C. embedded there, that he would be as powerless or less powerless than Donald Trump was while Obama, the shadow government, was really running the bureaucracies in the background during his term. Because the same thing would happen to him. And would he know it's happening? Would he be strong enough to go in there and throw it over? I hope if he does get in, that he's strong enough to go in there and throw it all over. But I don't see that yet. I haven't seen that kind of strength for him to be a strong man. Now, I'm thinking Donald Trump looks like the best, but is the vote real? Can we get a real vote? I don't know. I'm praying that we could overthrow the Antichrist in America. And his shadow government in America, that would be great. I would love to see that. But I'm not going to hold my breath. Because as it looks now that it's very unlikely. It would take some providential power. And that means that it would already be written in prophecy somewhere. But the prophecy is silent. Okay? America, as the earth beast of Revelation 13, has already fulfilled every criteria that it says that she would fulfill in the book. Everything is done. America has nothing left to do on the world scene. But see, the prophecy is silent about what happens to the earth beast after it does the things that it does in conjunction with the sea beast there in Revelation 13. America has already done all of those things, came alongside, built the image, helped the sea, and it's still over there helping the sea beast in the form of NATO. And everything that America is doing over there now is the bidding of the sea beast. But beyond it helping, coming alongside and helping the sea beast gain the worship of the world, And we're speaking of the government institutions, not the people of the nations. Though many of the people go along, and they're part of it, and they're part of the play and all of the action going on. But the elect and the, most of the people, for the most part, have nothing to do with what the government say or do. They have no say in it. They have nothing to do with it. They can either, but they can consent and be guilty by consent, because, you know, speaking of guilt by consent, we have a lot of undiscerning Christians in this world that are following people like, gee, I blew right through my bottom of the hour break. It did not play out like it was supposed to. But I've been having fun. But anyway, any comments, questions, anything on before I switch gears here? See, audio actually better. Slight. This is the same mic as the on my old stuff, but so it can't be better. But it, the setup might be better. I know a lady that just embraced the Catholic Church. She's lost all her protest. Wow. That's how, what a sad thing. Well, hopefully the Lord will shake her up. Fun is important. Yeah. Try to have some fun every day. Yeah. I could be wrong, but the... Oh, okay. No more comments over there. Let me check out this other chat room. If we had grown up knowing the truth over decades, things would not appear so daunting today. Well, that's part of the Jesuit bag of tricks, and they're taking over all of the education. That's why our education system is gone in America. That's why homeschooling is so important. You would be better off taking your children out of school and just letting them read books, making sure they know how to read and think for themselves. They don't need all, and maybe teaching them true history. But anything is better than keeping them in there, because keeping them in the public school system, yeah. And especially if you're in a state like where I'm at in California, they're gonna jab your children with the mRNA the first chance they get without even having to tell you, because it's already written into the law. Though they say they're not going to, and it's not part of the schedule, but I believe it's on the World Health Organization schedule. So they will jab your children and kill them, or destroy their health or the immune system, so that they don't live a long, full life. Why? Because this is their plan. They are eugenicists. The Antichrist and his shadow government are eugenicists. They don't want a world full of people. These greedy SOBs, they want the world to themselves. That's all there is to it. They just want the world to themselves. Let's see. My automation says it's active, but... Yeah, let me turn it on and see what I got going here. Why this isn't working? Well, it should have. It's a 9... Well, I guess it'll be hit or miss. It's a weird thing about this automation system here. It's the first time you put it in, it doesn't seem to work, but I think you have to save it and reload it. I think that's the bug of it. So, anyway, I'll just keep going. Breaks or no, I can do the breaks manually if I think at the end of the hour of doing it. I will take a break at the end of the hour. But I'll have to do it manually. So anyway, there it is. To sum it up, Barack Obama is the shadow president. Prove me wrong. And he is in his fourth term now. Of course, he had his first two terms as actual president. But I don't believe he was qualified to be president. I believe he was forced upon us. And his presidency from the get-go was unlawful, because he used to be Barry Sotoro, who was supposedly an immigrant from another nation on a immigration scholarship or whatever, His past is very questionable. Plus, everything he stands for is anti-American. And he only wanted to do what he said he was going to do, change America. And people thought that was pretty cool. And so people voted for him. I do believe that he did win the popular vote. I believe that, people were actually brainwashed enough to actually vote for that guy. Of course, I did not vote for him, would not vote for him. As a lot of Christians, so-called Christians, whether true or not, I don't know, but I'm sure that some of the elect even voted for this clown because there's enough brainwashing going on that people will believe anything. But anyway, so he won two elections, so whether he qualified or not, I don't believe he did. And so he had two terms as elected president, and then he had one term as shadow president, while Trump was the president and Hillary Clinton was supposed to win because the fix was in, but the fix wasn't in good enough. They didn't do then. Because in 2016, they didn't stop and change the vote like they did in 2020. I mean, does everyone really not understand that if you stop counting on election night because you want all of the tabulation done by the morning, and you put a pause on counting because there's a water leak or something, and you see people with suitcases bringing in more votes and stuff on security cameras, and then when they recommence counting, the chosen one, who was Biden, went from below in the count to as far above as he was below in the count immediately, like the line went straight up. Okay, and then the trajectory continued, only with him on top instead of on the bottom. Nothing suspicious there. See, that's what they didn't do in 2016 to Donald Trump. What they did to him in 2020. Okay? So, that was his third term. The Donald Trump presidency was Barack Obama's third term, but his third term as shadow president. And his fourth term as shadow president is now ongoing, while you have puppet president Biden, who was put in place of the exiled president Trump, who is now exiled to Florida. Okay? And Barack Obama doesn't care who gets in next because he's going to continue with his fifth term. That's my thesis. And like I said, prove me wrong. I think any sane person who was willing to look into it would likely discover that what I'm saying is the truth. And there it is. Barack Obama, shadow president. And yes. Shadow prez. That's what we're talking about. Comments, questions, anybody? Let's see. The Jesuits did precisely that in my hometown. The year they left my city was the same year two high schools were built. One Catholic, one public. Coincidence. Well, I know that the Vatican controls the building of any Catholic school, and there's a lot of payola going around. Wherever they're at. I mean, they own the monetary. So, and here's another contention I have with all these blind dispensational futurists out there. They have been brainwashed into believing that the Antichrist is suddenly going to pop up 7 or 3.5 years before Jesus turns, and he's going to suddenly somehow take over the whole world and the monetary system and everything. When this has been an ongoing project for the Antichrist for hundreds of years. 100+ years ago, the Antichrist implemented the Federal Reserve coup of the U.S. Treasury. Yeah, it was a coup. It was a takeover. It was all done at night, like I believe on Christmas Eve when Congress was out. They passed the Federal Reserve Act
1916. Yes, 100 plus years ago. And I mean, it was one thing, you know. I mean, they've been in here ever since the beginning. The con of the Constitution. Read F. Tupper Saucy's Rulers of Evil. And the concentration of power. Washington, D.C. was a Jesuit scheme. To have a city-state. Where would they get the idea? Hey, let's have a city-state America. Like the Vatican in London. You know, like the district of the financial district of London. Well, let's have a city state. Let's implement a city state to centralize power in the United States of America. Who would think that's a good idea? But a Jesuit. And so it was proposed. And it's been the bane of our country ever since. We should have had, a constitution, but without the concentration of power. The Capitol should have been moved. now we could Zoom Congress. You know, we don't really need to show up. They don't need houses. They don't need to go to Washington, D.C. Because anytime you can concentrate power, you can more easily corrupt power. And that was the whole purpose. After all, wasn't the shadow government that works for the Antichrist, weren't they working on concentrating power for 500 years before that? Yeah, 500 years. The 1500s to the Constitution. So they had at least a 400-year track record at working on concentrating power in Western Europe. And they knew that if they could that's what all this concentration of power is about, is for better control for those that are at the top. The oligarchs, those people that they decide are going to be rich. Because if you get rich and they don't like it, you can lose your riches. Your family can lose, or at least lose it in the next generation. If you have a really strong man holding on to, say, the riches he built, he's not going to be able to hold on to them long or grow them very much before the family wealth is going to be taken over by the Jesuits, because that's one of the things that the Jesuits have always done. Like I said, read it for yourself in James A. Wiley's The History of Protestantism, as a chapter on the Jesuits, that they purposely go after family wealth that moves from generation to generation. They want it all, and they will attempt to take it all, or they will destroy it, because they have the money power to destroy it, because the Antichrist does control the monetary systems in the world, and no, BRICS is not going to be any different. BRICS is just controlling those that are rebelling from his monetary system. It's better to be the opposition than to, and that way you can control the opposition. There's no way. So anyway, the mark of the beast is not going to develop overnight. It has been developing. But we have some comfort in a prophecy that was given in Psalm 2, that though they counsel together, our God will have them in derision. So let's just sit back. Let's trust in the Lord with all our heart, and we don't have to worry about anything. Even if they kill us, we'll live forever. And we're going to die anyway, so, you know, nothing lost. Yeah. Nothing gained, nothing lost. We're going to die anyway. It just may happen sooner than later. Anyway, I'm gonna see if this break goes off. What do I have this break timed for? In a few seconds. Oh, am I already there? Okay. I'm afraid if I'll... Let's see. Da-da-da... I believe this is the one. Okay, I'm going to take a break here, and that should... Oh. Huh. have to excuse me for that, but that is not working right. close, bottom, begin, yikes. I think I messed this whole thing up. Yes, indeed. Yep, I don't hear nothing. Oh, I see, I turned it off. There it is. I think. Yeah, I believe that's it. Okay, I guess my break is going to work. And sorry about all the technical issues today, but this is the way it works when you're breaking something in. So, should be hearing something here any second. There it is. Okay, well that's it. And there's my echo. Yeah, I need to get me an earbud. I think I'll do that during the break. Okay, I'll be back. In about 4 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe, so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the third temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn. The Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the third temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a re-established Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his new book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.
Years ahead of the dominant media, FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
What is Bible prophecy? Simply put, Bible prophecy is God-given history in advance. Please stay tuned. Your prophecy reality update is just ahead.
Okay, I can hear myself in my ear. That's not good either. So the earbud's not going to work for me unless somebody else starts talking. Let's see. Okay, we're back. Yeah, I've got to work on this, don't I? Anyway, I hope everything's working fine now that we're back for the second hour. And give me audio's good, says WW. And I could be wrong, but I think now you see, I already read that one. So some more comments and questions from the chat room would be helpful. Need to procure more raw cow's milk to neutralize the Jesuit toxins we are bathed in. I have goat's milk occasionally when the goats are giving milk. Yeah. So anyway, thanks for that, Fireman Mike. He says everything's good. So we'll continue on here. What else do we have to talk about in the headlines? What would you guys like to talk about during this hour? Comments, questions, ideas, anything? Let's see. Did I have a... yes, John. Speaking of... Well, let's look at this thing I was talking about from Sam Storms. And this is Revelation 3:10. And seven reasons why I don't believe in a pre-tribulation rapture of the church. This is from Sam Storms. He's an amillennialist. And like I said, I would probably agree with him on all of these things, perhaps. But from my position, because there is no pre-tribulation rapture anywhere in the Bible. But Sam Storm wrote a book, and his book was called, I forget, but it's one of the works on amillennialism. Anyway, we got a caller. Let's see if this is a real caller. Your name and where are you calling from? You're on the air. I hear nothing. Going. Gone. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Let me check this thing out again here. How can the front mic be on or off? I've got all these things open. Yeah, I'm going to have to work on this. When I get off the air, that's the problem. You see, when you get off the air, it's not the same as being on the air. Seems logical, doesn't it? That's why everything's being tested live. So I'm going to have to be a test hour sometime just to test. Let's see. What is your opinion of Kristi Noem, governor of South Dakota? Don't have an opinion of her. I haven't looked into her. I've heard the name. I hear that, you know, that she's done some good things, but, you know, the feelings go back and forth. So I haven't really looked into her. And I'm unlikely going to move to South Dakota. So maybe I don't need to look into her. I got enough to do, I think. But anyway, if you got something to say, what do you think? Is there something going on with her that that we should know about? See, no worries. Who do you think she's a shill for? Yeah. Well, that's someone else. That's nationalists asking the question. She could be Trump's pick for vice president. Well, we'll see. If Trump becomes president, like I said, for the vote to count, for Trump to get in there, what happened in 2020 can't happen again. I know there's a battle going on the ground over the voting thing. I pray that we can have more derision.
Because, see, speaking of derision, God said that he would have them in derision, though they conspire together. They conspire together to put Hillary Clinton in as president in 2020 or 2016, and it was overthrown. They got derision instead, okay? Now they conspired in 2020 to oust President Trump, and they knew what they had to do. So they had a contingency. If their normal cheating didn't work, that they would just stop everything and change the votes. And apparently that's what they did. I mean, can anybody go, well, that couldn't have happened? I can't even imagine. There's no marker of time when that could have happened. No, you can't say any of those things because none of them would be true. There is a marker. The whole world watched it. So we know that it's likely that that's what happened. And so they had a contingency, and they were ready for derision of Donald Trump. As a matter of fact, they didn't even put their guy out to run for president. He kept him in the basement. He didn't say a word the whole thing. And yet he got more votes than anybody ever in the history of the United States of America. And more than Donald Trump, who got more than anyone else before him. And probably, I don't know if he got more votes than Ronald Reagan. But that was the last landslide grassroots president. And you notice they attempted to shoot him. And when they attempted to shoot him, and he did get shot, but not killed, for all purposes, his presidency was over, and they put their New World Order, George Bush Sr. in, who was the vice president. And he was now the shadow president because they kept Reagan, on drugs and stuff from that point on. And, his presidency was over when he got shot. And that's why he didn't go on to do what he said he was going to do, eliminate the Department of Education. And wouldn't that have been great? But see, that's how strong the shadow government is, the Washington, D.C. shadow government that works for the Antichrist is. That even though we voted for a president who had the Grace Commission, which the Antichrist didn't like too much, especially when it said what it said, and in front of the whole world, that's another story. But he also promised to do away with the Department of Education. And that didn't happen because he was no longer president. Whether if he continued to be president, I believe that's why they wanted to shoot him. Because they are the world's educators. How dare you mess with their education of the world? Yeah. They must have the Department of Education. After all, that's the job of the educators of the world, is to have, let's see, unplug this so I don't miss anything. Yep, gotta figure this thing out. So, and how did I get there from here? Okay. Anyway, back to Sam Storm and where we differ with him. He says, before I go any further into this issue, I need to make it clear in my opinion that the so-called Great Tribulation, which Jesus refers to in Matthew 24, is not a future expectation. And of course, he capitalizes it, and it's not capitalized in the text, because the text says, there shall be Great Tribulation. And there have been times on the earth when there has been great tribulation, more than one, okay? But when Jesus is speaking in Matthew 24 there, where it's recorded, he is speaking of the time future before he would return, saying that there would be great tribulation in the time leading up to his return. But he didn't say that it would be 7 years. That's something that they came up with to build upon the 70th week of Daniel being a future week of years. But as we know, and I would debate it with anybody, and if they want to lose a debate, that that the 70th week did follow the 69th week. You know, like I say, prove me wrong. If the week that followed the 69th week was not the 70th week, what week was it? What, did they skip it and go to 71? They reserved the 70th for the future? See, does God work with that kind of confusion? No, he's not the author. That kind of confusion does not come from God. It comes from the Antichrist. Because that is the very definition of confusion. To say that 69 does not follow 70. That's like saying that you can turn a man into a woman. Or a woman into a man. You can transgender a child to a different sex. Yeah, that makes as much sense as that. And this is delusion. It is delusion to believe something that is impossible. That the 70 does not follow 69, but it is off into the future somewhere. Come on, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Yes. If you believe in dispensational futurism and a future 70th week of Daniel, you believe in a delusion. You believe in something that cannot be. 70 follows 69. It is not taken out. 71 does not follow 69. The 70th week was not reserved for the future. It followed the 69th week. God is not the author of confusion, but I know who is. Yeah. And I know who works for him. And they're the ones that are teaching this. And if you're deluded by believing in that, then you've got the problem. Just like, you know, but you believe in a speculation that is built solely upon conjecture. Just like the dispensational futurists, the amillennialists, and the preterists. They all believe on speculation that is only built on conjecture and nothing else. They have to ignore reality and ignore the plain reading of the text. And that's what they do. Anyway, I'm not going to go any further with Sam Storms. I thought the article was about something else, actually. But I have a whole book on amillennialism, and it's called, what is that book called? The Millennium Question. So answers all of your questions about the millennium. If you're entertaining amillennialism, read this book and be disabused of the whole idea. Because it is a bad idea. It's not in accordance with the scripture. So the Millennium Question, an apology for the Killism of the primitive church. That's one of the chapters in it. Touches on the early church. And then we have 130 pages there of a lot of good information that once you read it, you won't be able to unread it. You'll never go back. And I would challenge Sam Storms to read it himself, or Kim Riddlebarger, or any of these. I don't remember all the names of the other ones. These are just the most recent ones that are out there pushing amillennialism, as if God would not have the millennium and allow Jesus to rule on the earth for 1,000 years. They simply cannot accept it. Their sensibilities will not receive it. Anyway, let's see what else we got going here. Okay, we already looked at that one. I have a favor to ask of all my listeners out there who've read any of my books, or have heard any of my books being read, because I played this one. I think I've done this one 3 times as a series. It takes a week. And I've done the Audible version 3 times. I will likely do it more in the next year, another time or two in the next year. So you don't have to buy the book. But anyway, if you've read it or heard my Audible version, to go over to Amazon and leave a review, a written review. And if you can't do that, at least leave a star review. And leave 5 stars, I would request that. We don't need any 4 or 3 or 2 or 1 stars. We just need 5-star reviews and as many as we can get. And that's the same for any of my books. Reformed Prophecy Interpretation, which was my first book exhaustive book on prophecy, but in really an introduction to historicism. As it says in the subtitle, it says, an apology for Reformed premillennialism, premillennial historicism in the 21st century. That's what this book is. So that's your primer. There's a lot in there that isn't none of the other books that I've written. So, and some of the books you'll find the same things because it's appropriate that they be in there, because if I'm doing like an exposition of the Revelation or the Beast Apocalyptic, which is more which is different than any other book I've written, and a lot of the stuff you will find nowhere else. But it's an exposition of the apocalyptic beast powers and related symbols of Daniel and the Revelation. I've also done the audible live, but replayed during my broadcast during the week. And you should be listening to my broadcast during the week, during which I do a Bible study for 1 hour, and then I spend the second hour in the same time slot we're in today. Right now I'm playing out, and I started Monday, playing out the Hoary Apocalyptic Day all over again. And by the time I get the second volume done, because I have the audible done for the second and third volume, I'm going to be recording the fourth volume here, next month, and I will have it done in the month. So it's probably going to take 6 months to do all 4 volumes, but I am saving them on Rumble and Odyssey. So they will be available there for anyone who wants to listen to the series and doesn't have Audible. But they also, if you have an Audible account, they are available on Audible right now. The first 3 volumes are. So if you want to take advantage of that and listen to them on Audible, if you already have an Audible account, or if you want to get an Audible account to listen to them, then I would rather you just listen to it from us and make donations directly to us. But if you like listening to other books on Audible, then go ahead and get the Audible account for us. And I do have a link that's supposed to be monetized. So if you ask me for a link to those Audible, where we'll get a larger share if you're going to join Audible to what you listen to or something, it helps to support the broadcast. And we are not a rich organization over here. It's just me and my daughter right now looking for people that that are interested in what we're doing with First Amendment Radio TV, because basically I've gone to all video automation. But I want everything to be, I want the programs to be of such a quality that they are listenable as radio too, because hearing comes, faith comes by hearing, the Bible says. So if it's not worth listening to without video, then it's not worth it to me. But adding the video portion of it, I believe, is just a hook to bring people in. And so please share First Amendment Radio, this broadcast. If you can't support us financially, you can at least do that much. Like every day, share, because we are being shadow banned. It's going to be word of mouth or it's going to be nothing. And so far, it seems like it's nothing. I mean, there are a few people here, praise God, but some are here because we're doing the video streaming, or somebody shared with them. So do appreciate that. But if you can give money, we do. We sorely need money, especially if we're going to expand our reach. And I'm looking into to doing my live stream on X or Twitter. And I think it's like $8.99 a month to do that. But that's nothing. That I can, we can afford that, even that now. I was watching True News the other day, last week sometime, and I heard Rick Wiles say that their bandwidth bill is $30,000 a month. And I went, wow, why is he paying for bandwidth when he can get it free on Rumble and Odyssey. Really? So that he can stream from his own site. He's paying for $30,000 for bandwidth. It's going, that's not very wise stewardship as far as I'm concerned. Of course, he started out on YouTube.
And he got banned from YouTube. And then he went, I guess, decided to do his own audio streaming. But he's got a whole thing going on there, whatever, I guess. His own church and everything. But anyway, $30,000.
He's got that much support coming in. So he's got at least tens of thousands of dollars a month coming in. I don't even have $10,000. If I've got it's less than 3,000. If I've got $1,000 a month coming in right now, if I have 1,500, I know it's not two. But it's not very much when you got two people working, should be working full time. And for everything that's going on here, I should have help. I should have someone here doing production work and commercials. We should be doing our own news, the FAR view, the FAR view or something. And I think there would be a lot more revenue coming in if there were people here to help. Because, you know, you kind of hit a wall when you're just one or two people. You hit a wall, how much you can do. And the competition for the attention of the world is so great out there that, what can one man do? Yeah. Well, here I am, basically. And my daughter just works part-time, because she's who she is. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But yeah, she's still here. She's my baby at 22. Yeah, she's my baby. Speaking because she's my youngest, but she's still here. Okay, let's see. Let me check for comments. In my opinions, we have an act. Okay, I think I read that one already. Oh, I got to scroll up on this one. On my the First Amendment Radio, you have to scroll up. On the other chat rooms, you have to scroll down. So that's kind of confusing. Okay, nothing. I could be wrong. Okay, unless there's... Let's see. No, that's it. No more comments or questions. All right, well, nobody's got anything to say to me. So you guys need to be more talkative. I guess you're all working for a living, so what can I say? Okay, I guess we have to look at articles or something here to see what we can talk about for the next. Maybe I'm going to try the bottom of the hour break and see if that'll actually happen. And I'll take the bottom of the hour break now. It's supposed to come on. There's the beep. Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to take a break here. I'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening Across the Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Years ahead of the dominant media, FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Arthur, and I'd like to introduce you to my latest book, Reformed Prophecy Interpretation, an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism in the 21st century. As with primitive biblical Christianity, historicism is the method of prophecy interpretation restored with the advent of the Protestant Reformation, and had become so widely held that for a long time it was called the Protestant view. My book is not so much about the errors of dispensationalism or amillennialism. Rather, it is about the historicist's alternative to understanding many of the same passages from the vantage point of prophecy fulfilled in history. For those that desire more than mere hypotheses bolstered with conjectured speculation, those who require explicit biblical Jesus and verified historical fulfillment, and are not willing to accept speculation as anything other than what it is, speculation, not truth. This book is for you. Over the last century, this method of interpretation has become almost completely forgotten, even by Protestants, in the face of a method that is based almost entirely on future speculation, rather than fulfilled prophecy in history. In my book, I examine the reasons for this and investigate some of the prophecy which has been fulfilled in the interim, as well as present an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism to the 21st century. If you're interested in a copy of my book, you can go to my website, crosstheborder.org, and get more information there. Or you may also find it at Amazon.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe, so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
What is Bible prophecy? Simply put, Bible prophecy is God-given history in advance. Please stay tuned. Your prophecy reality update is just ahead. Okay.
We are back. And, see, any comments? I think it was switching mics or something, trying to switch my, I don't know. Okay. I think you're correct. Could be wrong, but alright, no new conversations in the chat rooms here. And, we'll see what happens. I hope everything's going good. I guess everything's doing as good as it can with as far as the technical end is concerned. Let's see, what else? Gun regulation explained. If, as libertarians believe, every individual has a right to own his person and property, or has a right to own his person and property, then it follows that he has a right to employ violence to defend himself against the violence of criminal aggressors. But for some odd reason, liberals have systematically tried to deprive innocent persons of the means for defending themselves against aggression, despite the fact that the Second Amendment to the Constitution guarantees that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The government has systematically eroded much of this right. Thus, in New York State, as in most other states, the Sullivan Law prohibits the carrying of concealed weapons, without a license issued by the authorities. I call that an infringement, but what can you say? Don't go to New York and conceal carry. Oh, what happens if you open carry? Yeah, that's a thing. California is about the same as probably New York. Not only has the carrying guns been grievously restricted by this unconstitutional, but the government has extended this prohibition to almost any object that could possibly serve as a weapon, even those that can only be used for self-defense. As a result, potential victims of crimes have been barred from carrying knives, tear gas pins, or even hat pins. And people who have used such weapons in defending themselves against assault have themselves been prosecuted by the authorities. And there we go again. See, this is just another arm of, put someone like George Soros as one of the tentacles in charge of subverting prosecution of crimes, because they want crime. They want chaos. The shadow government is the they whom I speak of, and they are the shadow government that works for the Antichrist. That they are. So in the cities, this invasive prohibition against concealed weapons has in effect stripped victims of any possible self-defense against crime. It is true that there is no official prohibition against carrying an unconcealed weapon, but a man in New York who several years ago tested the law by walking the streets carrying a rifle was promptly arrested for disturbing the peace. Furthermore, victims are so hamstrung by provisions against undue force in self-defense that the criminal is automatically handed an enormous built-in advantage by the existing legal system. And this really emboldens criminals to go out there and do more crime. It seems like that, we all know that this is going on and why it's going on, to overthrow America. But we must resist. And that's what we have to do to the end. A lot of people say, it sounds like it's all set in stone and there's nothing we can do about it. So we just have to give up and go into a shell or something. No, I believe we have to continue to resist evil wherever evil appears. That's our job as God's people and as Christians, is to resist evil and even protest against it. And that's where the name Protestant came from. We are protesters against evil, especially evil that infringes upon the rights of people to do that which is good and right in the eyes of God. Okay? We must fight unrighteousness and the evil. Republicans gather to debate who will lose to Trump in a distant second. Yes, that's in a distant second. Who will lose to Trump in the primaries? Yeah, well, it's pretty much, I think it's a given. And I don't really think it matters, the primaries. But if you're a voter, go out there and vote. Do your job. Go out there and vote. And yeah, we had that whole discussion the first hour about the shadow president and what's going to happen. And we watched it happen in 2020 because they couldn't cheat enough. And, because that they had to stop the vote count and come back with totally reversed, a totally reversed count. Yeah, that was amazing to watch and to see. And everybody's jaw dropped, went, wow, they did that. And they think they're going to get away with it. And they did get away with it. Now they've turned everyone into who doesn't believe, who's not buying it. I mean, you buy what your eyes saw or don't believe what your eyes saw. Yeah. So unless you buy the delusion, and see, that's what we have to resist against. You are a criminal. Because they're trying to criminalize your unbelief in it. And even the neocons are afraid to say what they know is true, what their eyes, what they saw. We all saw with our own eyes. Yes, it's very interesting times we live in. So what happens when they outlaw guns? Well, then the Chinese and the Russians can come right in. And that's why we have to resist. Because I think Biden, a lot of these criminals, the Washington, D.C. shadow government headed by the Antichrist, their procurator over there in Washington, D.C., the shadow president, Obama, I think they would be glad to see the Chinese come in and the Russians. Although the Russians aren't so... They are less socialist than America now. I don't think the Russians are really interested in coming in. But I'm pretty sure the Chinese might be. we have been talking about the kings of the East being a woe to Western Christendom, as foretold in the text of the Revelation. It doesn't foretell them going to America or invading the sea beast, earth beast, of Revelation 13. None of that. Like I said, the Bible is silent after the earth beast does what it's supposed to do with the sea beast. And America has done those things. Let's take this call. Your name and where you're calling from? You're on the air.
Bill from Ohio.
Bill from Ohio. Good to hear from you, Bill.
Yeah, the rain is here. I kind of think that even cheaters need to take breaks overnight, don't you think? I mean, they got to figure out how they're going to cheat.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple of questions.
That really did happen, didn't it, Bill?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't just dreaming or something. The whole world saw it happen, right?
I don't know. What did you say?
I said the whole world watched it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Okay. Well, go ahead. What you were going to say? Continue.
Oh, I could make some other comments, but who's paying attention? Let me see. Oh, I had a couple questions. Andrew Womack. Do you know anything about him? Is he a heretic or is it something? Because he has a ministry in Colorado.
I never heard of him.
Yeah, we have to check that out later. Anyways, what else can I tell you? Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I don't know what's going to happen next, but just hanging around until they decide I can't hang around anymore.
Well, it's an interesting drama that's playing around us, is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. Every time I listen to Tom Friends, it's sort of like we started as a Jesuit nation and it just got more Jesuit as it went on.
Yeah, that was 10 years ago, the previous broadcast. I'm going, wow.
They should have renamed the Washington Jesuits.
Yeah.
Probably more Jesuits that could fill up that stadium than the actual indigenous tribe. But, did you get rain over the weekend?
Yeah, we got like over 2 inches of rain here in California, in the San Joaquin Valley, man. Because I'm in the foothills. Yeah, it's amazing. I'd never seen that in my whole life here.
There is a blessing in all of it.
Yeah.
And so I was going to say, so it sounded like it was raining outside when you were broadcasting. I don't know, maybe that's just a sound distortion.
No, I have a fan on because it is hot.
Oh.
So that would be the only rain sound here. But, yeah, I've been here in the winter when there was a lot of rain going on during the broadcast. People could hear it. But, like this last winter. But we got more rain in 2 days here than I've seen in a summer in my whole life here. In a whole summer. I think we got more rain in 2 days than we got in some of the late winters during our droughts.
In 2 days. Wow.
Yeah. So it was amazing, but it was kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, a few days that the farmers don't have to irrigate their crops for a few days.
Right.
Yeah, that's about it. That's the benefit.
Well, they must have done something in that weather modification that worked. Finally.
Yeah. No, I think it was just the odd tropical storm, because I said the last one that we had here was in 1936. So it does happen occasionally, despite weather modification. So whether weather modification has anything to do with it or not, I simply do not know. But I'm hoping we get a lot of rain this winter, though, too, so, because I'm going to plant hay again. But whether I'll get hay or not, I don't know. All depends on the rain. Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, I was going to get at some other things, but what can you do, if they don't believe? I tried to tackle that, the pre-trib rapture when I was really young, but I didn't have anybody around me to support it. And I thought they were, like, crazy. And, like the church is trying to save me, and I'm trying to, tell them a few things, and they're not getting it. But I remember a guy used the word that Messiah the Prince, and then he hesitated. His name was David Hawking, and he goes, "The Prince of Darkness." And when I heard that, I just go, "Boy, who is this guy?" And then I go, "Well,
wow." I call that a Freudian slip.
Well, no, I mean, he was a very dramatic entertainer kind of a guy, and big church, 1,000+, but I was going to go, you can get rid of him, but who hired him? Because I couldn't figure out who hired him. And then they got a guy from Marquette, a wrestler from Marquette, to just start teaching the Bible, didn't know a thing about it. And when I read about the 28 Jesuit universities, they got a Roman Catholic, and somebody asked him about a year later, what he believes is that he believes that there's one universal church and the Pope's the head of it.
Ah.
And so they were doing it back in the 80s. It was just right in your face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they've been doing it for, like I said, 400 or 500 years now.
Yeah. So I don't know if the policy is to just keep my mouth shut and I can live longer, or because everybody knows, and so they just know they know, or every time I keep repeating it, I get attacks. I don't like it. It's just, I'm talking about people who should know better.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Well, as long as you're not reaching a lot of people, they won't, they don't seem to bother you. But they do shadow ban you, like they're shadow banning First Amendment Radio and all of my channels on on YouTube or wherever are all shadow banned. Compare them with comparable channels that have been there for a year, they'll get more hits and followers than I will have been there almost, 15 years.
can you get an anti-shadow ban algorithm loaded into their systems so that they just can't censor anybody? I think
Not since 2008. That's when it started happening, when I really started pushing, when I got Tom Fress on, really, because he kind of energized our view over here of the Antichrist. No.
Anyways, I sent a letter. I don't know if you read it, but I think I'm going to get rid of those books. But there was a follow-up 2 weeks ago. I think you didn't have a program in last week. Whatever it is. I don't know about it. I just want to say hello and know that I listen even though I may be busy. I call in once in a while.
Okay, Bill.
All right.
Thanks for the call. Bye.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, anyone can call in like that. Let's see. National is 85, he says. Let's see. Most of Oregon wants to become Idaho. Yes, I've heard about that movement. I would like to become Idaho. I'm in California. See, Palm Springs received epic flooding. I first found your channel when 4Runner was on your network. Oh, yeah, I remember 4Runner. Long time ago. See, and that's the only way people find us. is by word of mouth or somebody else that was on our network a long time ago. Well, I'm glad you've been listening that long, or off and on at least. Tom Fress is an American hero. Well, I agree. I believe that his broadcasts are heroic, and we keep playing them. So, I haven't talked to Tom in quite a long time, but I do wish him well. I know he's having health problems. It's been like 5 years now, 4 or 5 years. Yeah, I think it's been. So I think it was 2018 or 2019. So it's been a while. Yeah. Since he was live. Yeah. So anyway, you're all welcome for everything we're doing here. Let's see. And nothing new in that room. Okay, that's all the rooms we have. Let's see what other articles we have here in my tabs here. Gun regulation. The frame of... Oh, I don't know. We have more than 100 chaplains urge Texans not to hire school chaplains. Gee, I wonder if the state hires school chaplains. I wonder who will be in charge of that. I think we've been talking about him for a couple hours here. Robert Jones' new book, Roots, White Supremacy in 500-Year-Old Papal Decree. Well, that's interesting. What? The doctrine of discovery shaped the way America's white European Christian settlers saw themselves and their mission. They gave rise to uncontrollable outbursts of violence. I don't know anything. And this is our religion news service. They're very liberal, Jesuit controlled, I'm sure. But can South Carolina's Haley and Scott woo the GOP's white... This whole race thing is just getting really hot. It's really... because I thought America, as I was growing up and watching, you know, the blacks being folded into and blended with society as a whole, becoming... a normal thing. I mean, I don't see how that's racist. You know, when proportionally, they were getting to be proportionally in every area of government, and society, arts, everything. I mean, in arts and entertainment, they were excelling. In sports, they were excelling and exceeding. So, and that's as it should be, you know, according to their talents and what they produce. That now we have a race problem that is, it's all fomented for the purpose of destabilizing the nation. And it all adds to and feeds the destruction of America. Exactly what the Antichrist wants. It all goes back to the man of sin. Can South Carolina, I'm checking out some headlines here. Conservative cardinal predicts synod on synodality could lead to schism. Oh, that's confusion. Yes, indeed. And how did that disappear? Ah. Yeah, I see. Desktop. There it is. Oh, I see. That one should go. Still trying to figure this all out here. Turn that one off. Okay, yeah, there's my... It was easier when it was all what I was used to doing. But when you change, I'll get used to it. May take me a while, but I'll get used to it. Let's see, what else do we got here? Let's check out. No, don't want to do that one. Yeah. How to be global bank credit crisis. Silencing the lambs, how propaganda works. That sounds like an interesting alarming assessment of U.S. military decline and Ukraine war dangers. Oh, yeah, I watched this, I believe. Oh, yes, a very interesting interview between this Colonel Douglas MacGregor and Tucker. And if you haven't seen that yet, I watched it yesterday. Very sobering, and everyone should watch that interview. And I should have, I was too busy still working with this new automation I have to do a lot of things this week. But definitely should check that that interview out. But basically, he's talking about the scene, what's happening in Ukraine, the state of the military in the U.S., and what a disaster, everything that's going on there. And we've talked about that, too, also. Heating up the kings of the East. And that's basically what I see is, though the Antichrist isn't trying to, he's falling in line with what has been foretold in prophecy, that with the drying up of the Euphratean powers that were a woe to Christianity for hundreds of years, and we see that that dried up with the pouring out of the sixth vial. So beginning about the beginning of the 19th century, 1800s, that their powers dried up. They are a kind of woe right now to the Western nations with immigration, but not as a military power as they were in the past, and a conquering military power, conquering and putting people into bondage in their own land is what they did over hundreds of years. That power being dried up to make way for the kings of the East. Though the kings, it only says in the sixth vial to make way, so we have to believe since the seventh vial's been poured out, as I believe, coinciding with the 40-year period of World War I, World War II, and I believe that because it's the first world war that, I mean, actually worldwide, including all the nations of the earth. So at least the majority of them that have anything to do, and that would be including the Earth Beast Power, okay? And also, we have the healing of the head during that same era, the head wound that had been inflicted upon the papal power was healed, but it was healed that it became an independent city-state nation again on the world scene. I believe that was the healing, and also from that healing gained an entrance into all of the nations through an embassy presence, as well as other presence, observer status in the UN and such, because the UN, or the image of the beast, as I'm calling it, and I believe the case I make for the UN being the image of the beast is incontrovertible. If you read The Beast Apocalyptic, and you see my argument there, and I'm willing to debate anybody on it, especially if you have a better candidate. If you have a better candidate, and I agree it's a better candidate, then I will do a second edition of The Beast Apocalyptic. That's my stand. But I don't believe there's anything, because that also, you have to have a better candidate for the Earth Beast, or the seventh beast of the Revelation, because the Earth Beast is the final beast power mentioned. Therefore, since Rome is the sixth, the Earth Beast must be the seventh, and America is that Earth Beast. And it did help to create an image of the first beast being a conglomeration, a power center for all the nations of the world, through which the Antichrist can vicariously rule the world. That's what the United Nations is. And if you don't think that it's working, just ask yourself, how did lockstep work if it didn't? And really, that's all we have time for today, because we are running out of time. Okay, See you all next time. May the Almighty bless you and keep you until we meet again. Please be sure to like and share this broadcast. And remember to subscribe to my blog at nicholasarthur.wordpress.com.